Okay, so as I am at work and listening to Paul O'Mahony's rant on health and safety, the large majority of which I do agree with, I'm actually filling in what's it called? DSE, display screen equipment questionnaire. And this is just brilliant. Every single question makes me freaking laugh, but hang on a minute. I'm just scrolling down. Okay, so the chair. Section 5, the chair. Does the chair swivel freely from side to side? Does the chair have a minimum of 5 casters? Is the chair comfortable in use? Do you know how to adjust your chair properly? Is the chair adjustable to a comfortable height for your work? And if you hover over the question, it gives you a tip. If you're pondering what that means. And a little bubble that's popped up says, is the chair adjustable to a height of at least 52 centimetres? Oh my God. There's some common sense questions here which I think are good. Is the office free from damaged electrical sockets or trailing cables that can be tripped over? Yeah, hang on. There's a the question. All right, here we go. Lighting. This question on lighting. There are 7 questions. Question number 5 is the lighting arranged so it does not cause dark corners or gloom? Brilliant. To be honest, as long as I've got a monitor that works, a keyboard where all the keys work, and a chair that's not broken, admittedly, the seat is a bit... They've changed the chair, so this is all right. But as long as the seat's all right, as long as the chair's all right, I don't really give a monkey. I'm yawning because it's so interesting, obviously, but I don't really give a monkey's nut. Just about, well, mine is the only monitor that faces the window, so I've got glare from the windows, but it's not too bad. I'm not going to complain about it. Only when the sun shines through the gap in the blinds sometimes. It just made me laugh. How, it just makes me laugh how Paul's going on one, and it's funny because I agree with what he's saying. But at the same time, I'm doing this display screen equipment questionnaire. Excellent. Well done, Paul.